The independent panel is expected to recommend green-lighting the J&J vaccine alongside a new warning about the rare blood clots. When the pause was first announced, just 6 cases had been identified out of more than 7 million people who'd received the vaccine in the US. Health officials say only a handful of additional cases have been reported since then. Other countries also put a pause on the J&J vaccine, but South Africa and the European Union have both lifted restrictions this week. Giles Gibson, Washington.